Hey, saints and friends, welcome to the Preach Girl podcast. This is Christy Miranda, and I'm so excited to have you here with us for this episode. Listen, this episode of the Preach Girl podcast, I had the incredible opportunity to interview one of my good friends, author, pastor, Patrice Johnson. We call her Pat. Pat Johnson, she and I did the Preach Girl podcast live on Facebook. So we recorded this live with the Saints and Friends as the co-hosts right there with us. And we're going to pick it up after we got through introductions. And Pat is coming on the show. She's the author of the book, Ready, Aim, Release, Kingdom Parents Raising Kingdom Kids. And let me tell you, I've known Pat for over 20 years. But I have never heard her so on fire as she was talking about parenting and raising incredible people in your home. So I know that this episode is going to bless you. Listen, if you know a mom or a dad even who's struggling, who is, wanting to raise great kingdom kids, this is the episode for them. So I encourage you to share it on your social media. You can send it in a text message to your friends that may be blessed by it. Whatever you do, I want you to listen to today's podcast. It was so challenging. Pat challenged me, and I know that it's going to be the same for you. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the Preach Girl podcast with Pat Johnson. Hey guys, before we jump into the episode, I want to make sure that I introduce Pat to you correctly. Pastor Pat Johnson and her husband, Pastor Dan, have been a team in ministry for over 20 years and are now lead pastors at Restoration Christian Church in Shorewood, Illinois. Pat has a diploma in biblical counseling with a concentration in children and youth. She's a mother, she's a wife, she's a pastor, she's my dear friend. She's an author of the book, Ready, Aim, Release, Kingdom Parents Raising Kingdom Kids. Dan and Pat have been married for over 20 years, have three beautiful children, and I can't wait for you to hear from her today.
Hey, Preach Girls, I'm glad to be here today.
Woo, it makes me want to dance, and my friend's here. Nicole said, hey there, very cool. Now listen, if some of y'all are tuning in and you know Pat Johnson, I always say her first name, let me know, like shout it out, like that's my pastor or that's my girl.
All right, represent.
Yes, I want to hear from you. Pat, tell us where you're from.
I am from the Chicago area. Currently, I'm at our church in Shorewood. So Restoration Christian Church folks, come on in. So excited to be here with you. Christy, you are truly my friend. I mean, really, just been friends for so long. I remember when we met, I had Mariah in my stomach. So it has been over 21 years of friendship. And yes. just excited about what God is doing with Preach Girl and excited to be a part of it today.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So one of your congregants is on here, Nicole Thorne.
Hey, Nicole.
Yeah, she said, Pastor Pat. So she's excited. And folks are just still coming on. So the reason I asked you to come on today, well, first of all, I just like getting to talk to my friends. And okay. This gives me a great opportunity. But I know you and I could talk about 100 things. Listen, no, the truth is, saints and friends, Pat and I were scheduled to go on at 10:30. And we jumped on this call and we just started catching up.
That's true.
Here we find ourselves. All this time later, it's so funny.
An hour later.
Kamisha Hicks says, that's still my pastor, although I moved to Michigan.
Kamisha, hey, yeah, she moved away. We missed her.
Oh, well, she's here. She can see you and hear you. And so what we're talking about today is your book, Ready, Aim, Release.
Okay. I
love it. Look. And I have to tell you, Pat, so Pat and I have been friends for a long time, and she gets mad at me when I don't tell her stuff that's going on in my life. But I happened to find out about this book by accident because she's trying to like sit on this book and not tell us all about it. And Pat's got three children. How old are your kids, Pat?
My children are 25, 20, and 17. They're grown. My people are
25, yeah. 20, and 17. And so yes. And Pat wrote this book called Ready, Aim, Release, Kingdom Parents Raising Kingdom Kids. And so she's got three. And the last one is she a senior?
She is a junior this year.
Junior. So you've released two completely.
I'm almost there. Yeah.
And you are ready and aiming with that third one right now, right?
I see my help coming.
So as a mother of a 10-year-old, a Christian woman, a kingdom parent of a 10-year-old, when you told me you had written this book, I was like, what? How do I get this book? I need to know about this book. And so while I do want everybody on the podcast to check out your book, mostly I want to introduce them to you and just tell us a little bit about what inspired Ready and Release, Kingdom Parents Raising Kingdom Kids. Talk to us about this.
I had no intention on writing a book, Christy Lee. That's why you didn't know anything about it. It wasn't in my plan, but how many of us know your plan means nothing to God? it's about what he wants. And I had a friend of mine who had asked me to teach at her conference. And she does a worship conference, her and her husband, every year. They own some music schools that raise up minstrels for churches. And so I went to do the conference. And she said the feedback that she got from the conference was so good. She said, Pat, I want you to come back next year. And so I agreed. You know, we just agree. It's our friends. And but when she put a caveat on it, she said, when you come back next year, I want you to have a product. I want you to have a book.
Oh, I love that. I love that she was pushing you to release something that was in you. She knew it was in you. And she's like, listen, don't come back unless you've got something that you can put in these people's hands.
Yes, that's exactly. And so my original intention was to actually just have a workbook that went with my class. I said, oh, I can do that. I can put a workbook. So the Lord had me to begin to go through all of the archives of things that I had taught over the years about parenting or raising children. And my background, I'm early childhood major from school. So I had worked in education for many years. I had worked as a teacher, and then I worked as a director of a school for many years. And my husband and I were youth pastors, so we'd worked with teenagers. So I worked with young children, I'd worked with teenagers, and now I'm a family ministry pastor. So I work with our youth ministry, our 20-somethings ministry, and our children's ministry. So I had the gamut of knowledge, but I just didn't realize it. And so what I did was I pulled everything from all that work together, and I sent it to a friend of mine, and she said, Pat, this is a book. She said, it is a book. And you know, God always puts people in your life that that are for purpose. And she actually is a publisher. And so she, so I sent it to somebody to edit. I sent it to her, she formatted it, and there we are, ready and released.
It's so funny because Michelle said, one of our co-hosts, of course, this is a special co-host, it's my sister. She said, Pat, no way you have grown children. You look so amazing. And then she said, I need this book. And then she said, I love having friends that help stir the gifts inside of you.
Yeah.
Like your friend that was like, come on, let's do this. And there it was. And so now we have this book, but we were talking off camera, off Facebook about your initial thought was that you were going to write children's books.
I am. I'm actually working on children's books. My husband and I have been in ministry for over 20 years. And what we have found in working with adults, we often find broken adults in our office and just in a place of desperation, in a place of hurt, confusion. And when we start to work back from their adult issue, their current situation, we often find that somewhere it's linked to something that happened in their childhood.
Come on.
Some broken place in their childhood that was never dealt with or healed. And so in my mind, as a person who loves children and works with children, I was like, Lord, how can we deal with the brokenness in the childhood so that they don't carry those patterns into their adulthood, so that we can have healed children means more successful adults.
So good.
My heart's desire was to prepare books for children so that they could heal in the child state, so they don't carry those things into the adult state. And this, so that was my desire. And what I found is somehow a friend of mine said, Pat, I see you want to help the children, but can you help us parents not to break them?
Wait a minute. You had somebody say, okay, that's so good. You want to write books to heal the children, but can you help us as parents not to break them?
Yes.
Powerful. I mean, go ahead, Pat, go ahead.
And I think that, you know, it's a both and thing, because some of my brokenness in my childhood did not come from my parents. Children pick up brokenness along the way. But so it is that end and this end that we needed to address. And so the Lord just opened up a door for me to address it from both ends. And I just thank him, because it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
It's amazing. I want to read to you some of what the co-hosts have to say.
Oh, okay.
They're just saying, that's so true. One lady's sending you all these claps. Valerie says, that's so true, speaking from experience. Meg Delagrange said, what is that quote? The body can't heal very well when it's in pain. Then she went, wow, Pat. And then Michelle wrote, deal with the problem in their childhood so they don't carry those things into their adulthood.
It's so important. It's so important. It's so important. And when you can help a child see that broken place is something that God can heal here, and give them the tools as a child to walk out that healing in their lives, not just to say, we're gonna pray it away, but I'm gonna give you the tools and the steps as a kid to say, you know what? This hurt. God saw it, but God has a plan. There's a solution. Yeah. There's a way out. And I don't have to carry this brokenness into my adulthood, which is gonna affect the way that I live my life moving forward.
So Pat Johnson, the author, is working on her children's books.
Yes. But
has a demand put on her for a book for the parents. And that's where this book was birthed from. Cherie says, hi, hey Pat. Leonard.
Hey, Cherie.
And Meg said, Pat, I need your book. And Meg said, help me not to break my child. Come on, I need that. That's so good. I love, because you've been in the experience of being in early childhood education, youth pastoring, and now, family pastoring and adult pastoring, you've seen the scope, and not just dealing with one area. You have the experience, but the view from so many places in along the way, that you're saying, I want to speak to the children down here and I want to speak to the adults over here. So in the book, Ready, Aim, Release, can you tell us a little bit about, because it's so, okay, first of all, before you talk, I have to say, look, this book is not thick. You have no excuse not to read this book.
Okay? I don't have much to say.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Pat is one of those women who can say a whole lot without having to use a lot of words. She gives you really basic, practical, fundamental tools, not a lot of fluff and fantasy in this book, because she wanted to put a tool in your hand, not just an idea. And so if you could, can you tell us a little bit about some of the parts of this book that like seem to stick out to people?
Yes, I can. Well, you know, I think what the Lord wanted me to do with the book, and what I was trying to do is, I didn't want to give a lot of testimony, a lot of this is my life, because that's not what's important. I wanted to give you practical tips right out of the Word of God. These aren't children or case studies, or this is children in the Word and what God did in their lives and how their parents parented those children. Could you imagine raising David? Could you imagine raising David? You know, I laugh at the fact of, I mean, what an awesome opportunity to raise such a man of God, but what a difficult job it was. I mean, when you think about your kid was out there killing lions and bears, that's just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous, you know? And so just
like the after school job was killing lions
and bears. There was a part in the scripture that the Lord really highlighted to me, and it's in the book, but where his father told him to take the lunch to his brothers who were on the battlefield. And that's how he came in contact with Goliath. And the Lord told me to look at that. And he said, his father sent him into the battle with a lunch. That was David's part. And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, don't hide your children from the battle.
Ooh, we
find out what part they can play in the battle. It just hit me so hard because so often as parents, we see that we're in a battle or a war and we decide this is too much for the kids. So we're going to put the kids over here and make sure nothing changes in their lives and make sure that they don't realize that the family's in a battle. And we are going to just fight this battle on our own, everybody who's battle age. But what we don't realize as parents is our kids are affected by the battle. They're not oblivious that there's a battle going on. They're affected by the battle as well. We just need to find out what's their part. What part can they play in this battle? And David's dad was like, hey, take a lunch. And while you're there, get a report of what's going on and come back and tell me. And most of us won't trust our teenagers to go to the grocery store with a list.
Oh, you're talking about, Pat Johnson. You're saying we're not empowering them to become who they're going to become. Say that again. That's crazy. We won't even trust our teenagers to go to the store with a list.
Trust our kids, our teenagers, to go to the grocery store with a list. But David's dad sent his teenager to the battleground with a lunch expect their report.
And come back and tell me what's going on.
Which set him up for one of the biggest fights of his life.
Yeah. Well, it was part of what brought him into the next season of his destiny.
And I think as parents also, I think the cool part about that was we don't realize that God's preparing our kids on the backside of the mountain. They're having experiences that we don't know about that are preparing them for that next level of trust. But we've just got to be able to release them into those trust places. And a lot of times we just don't. We're so busy shielding them and protecting them that we're not preparing them.
Pat, you're walking on me right now. You're walking. You've moved past my toes. You're tap dancing in your heels upon my head. You are, because I'm that mom. I'm the mom who, like, I want Julia to climb trees and skin her knees, and I want her to do all those kinds of things. I don't, I could care less if she gets dirty. I want her to get hurt. Like, you know, if she gets a splinter, I don't care. Like, those kinds of things. I'm not a helicopter parent in that way, but okay, there's conflict between the girls at school. Mean girl school stuff is starting to happen. I just want to remove her from the situation instead of letting her fight. That is so stinking good.
My daughter had a mean girl situation in the fourth grade. Every night before bed, she was sick. Mom, I'm so sick. My stomach's so upset. I can't go to school. And I finally, Holy Spirit said, wait a minute, is something going on here? And so I asked her, I said, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. And there was a girl in her school who was just extremely mean to her. And so I just decided, you know, okay, we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about mean girls. And I told her, hurt people hurt people. She's hurt. Something in her is hurt. And so we decided to take a series of scripture. And one was, God has not given me the spirit of fear. Just scripture. And we put it on her wall. But the other thing we asked her to do in the fourth grade was to begin to pray for God to reveal to her fourth grade self where the broken place was, and that she would begin to intercede on behalf of this girl that was threatening her to the point that she didn't want to go to school. We did this until she was able to go to school on her own with no fear. And then one day I realized something had changed, and I was like, okay, something's changed, and she was walking with a different attitude. Eighth grade year. Mariah says, I want to invite her over. And I said, wait a minute, isn't this the same girl that in fourth grade you couldn't even go to school? Over the years, it had been revealed to her where the brokenness was She began to minister to that girl in that broken spot over the years. And by eighth grade, they were friends.
Pat, you're not allowed to make
teaching them how to carry a lunch.
That's teaching them how to carry a lunch. Pat, you're not allowed to make it on my own podcast.
Because I realized I've got to prepare you. See, ready you for battle, aim you for greatness, and release you into your destiny.
You better stop right now, preacher.
That's my job. These children don't belong to me. I'm a steward. They're talents placed in my hand by the master. Either I can bury them in the ground or I can sow them and begin to expect a harvest from their lives.
I hope that those of you that are watching this on Facebook are understanding the amount of power that's coming out of this woman right now, because I'm a Christian mom. I'm a Christian woman. I have Christian values, Christian belief system. I have my daughter in a private Christian school. I plead the blood over her. I rub anointing oil on her head. I baptized my own daughter at the Potter's House Church in Denver and threw her a baptismal party. I am a Christian mother, but Pat Johnson is raising a challenge to me. You are bringing an awareness to me that I have not had before in a challenging way, that you are absolutely right. Please, please, my friend, please tell us again. Okay, wait. These people are saying that's good. All caps, preach. This is straight pot fire. So powerful. Trusting kids, this is huge. This is what the co-hosts are having to say. If you've got some questions for Pat, I need you to fire them off to me, because we're not going to be on here a whole lot longer. Need you to, because you said it so fast, and you're just dropping bombs on us. Like you're dropping bombs. You're dropping like $100 bills on us like they're pennies, like they don't mean nothing. So I need you to tell me again. Look, I got my pen out for those of you that are watching. I know some of you are on the podcast listening, but I need you to tell me again. And our people, ready means what? Aim means what? And release means what?
Ready for battle. You're raising kids that are ready for battle. It's crazy as parents for us to believe that our children aren't. These babies are on a show enough battlefield right now in every way. So I need to ready you for battle. I need to aim you for greatness. I need to help you discover your bent, your gifts, your talents, your purpose early, so that you're aimed for greatness. Help you to get your slingshot and your rocks early. If David did not have his slingshot and his rocks and already know how to use them, how was he going to shoot Goliath square in the middle of his forehead? That's not possible unless he had already had that slingshot and rocks in his hand early. I've got to aim you for greatness. I've got to release you into your destiny. I cannot keep holding on to you as though you belong to me. You're not mine. I'm just a steward of a talent. And I've got to release you into your destiny. I've got to find opportunities on every level to let you walk in your destiny.
I don't even know what to say to you right now. Like I never don't know what to say. I have words. I have words, friend. Holy God in heaven, what you just dropped on us. I got to collect myself, and I'm the host.
Amen. But you know, God is so good, because, you know, I grew up in such, my testimony could take 3 days. I grew up in such a dysfunctional situation. Thank God for grandmothers. I just want to send a shout out. If you're a grandmother raising children, God bless you. Because if it wasn't for my grandmother, I don't know where I'd be. But because I had such a dysfunctional childhood, I made a decision in my mind that I was going to do that thing different. And if God would give me the wisdom and the grace, I was going to do that thing different. People would ask me all the time after I had my third child, Pat, would you have some more children? Don't you want to have some more children? And the Lord dropped something in my spirit. I can have more children, but I don't know if I can raise more people.
Oh my God.
Raising people and having children is two different things.
Raising people and having
my children. Desire was to raise people.
I'm like, I'm taking notes on you right now. You're killing me. Miss Cherie Leonard, she said, I have known Pat for 20 years and she is blowing my mind right now. I want a complete do-over with my son, Kendall. He's 24.
Kendall's beautiful, Cherie. Yeah, but it's such a privilege to have children. It's such a privilege to get the opportunity to work in tandem with the King. My God, I tell people all the time, the Bible is yet being written. There wasn't a the end.
Yes. And so
children are epistles, living epistles seen of men.
You are killing
to me. Declare the goodness of the King. And if we could see that and realize what a privilege it is to put forth something that testifies of his greatness.
Come on,
somebody.
Come on.
In a land of chaos and confusion, to just have somebody in the earth that somebody can look at and say, there's something different about him.
Yes.
Something different about her.
Yes, yes.
And to give them what they need to then say, I can do this for Christ and his kingdom. I want to. Not I'm made to or I'm expected to. I want to. I want to live a life for the kingdom. So it's exciting. I love being a mom.
Love it.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Wouldn't trade it for anything. It's such a privilege. Such a privilege.
Yes, I agree with you. You shut me all the way down, Pat Johnson. And no one is allowed to make me cry on my own podcast.
Wasn't my intention either.
I'm messing with you. Listen, people are blowing this up. I want to read you a few more comments, and I know we have to go. Respect your time. I want to respect, the podcast, but I also want to tell them how they can get more of you. So I'm going to read these real quick. A lot of them are just reiterating what you said. Aim for greatness, ready for battle. Yes, yes, yes. Release you into your destiny. Holy Jesus. Wow. Oh, snap. Come on, Pat. Then Lindsay Johnson said, I couldn't write fast enough. I have to go back and catch us again later. Don't have babies just to have babies. Have a vision to raise.
Hey, thanks so much for being with me today on the Preach Girl podcast. I trust that you were challenged just like I was by Pat. And I want to invite you to get more of her. So Pat Johnson, we've asked her as the My Collective Conference masterclasses, we've asked her to do a masterclass for us. So on Saturday, March the 16th, 2019, Pastor Pat Johnson is doing a masterclass on her book, Ready, Aim, Release, just for the My Collective Conference audience. So that means you, girl. That means you. You're invited. So if you want to get more of Pat, you can register for the masterclass over at mycollectiveconference.com. Just click on register for the masterclass and you'll get in. Listen, you know you want it. You know you need it. The great thing about everything we do with the collective is that it's all online. It's all recorded. And even if you can't attend it with us live, you'll get the recording and you can play it back and get the information and watch it again and again. You know you need it. It's good for you and it's going to help you, empower you, and give you tools in your toolbox for raising incredible people. Amen. Amen. Well, let me pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you so much for the time we got to spend together today on the podcast. I pray a blessing on the listener. God, I pray that we would continue to learn and to grow in our lives, in our families, in our homes, in our hearts, in our businesses, and with you, Lord Jesus. And we bless you now, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.